USA Radio News with John Hunt.
From police injuries to financial losses from looters, the aftermath from weeks of cross-country protests are crushing some cities. All told, the unruly demonstrations following the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery could make it one of the costliest displays of civil disorder in U.S. history. In many places, the financial fallout comes as cities and states are draining their coffers trying to fight COVID-19. The end result for these cities could put them millions of dollars in the red and struggling for years. In Minneapolis, costs related to the protest could hit over $500 million. In Portland, Oregon, nearly 80 nights of destruction have caused them $23 million and counting. And in Chicago, a city that's seeing soaring crime rates and corruption at the highest levels, the damage done from the protest has high-end retailers crippled and mom-and-pop stores trying to eke out a living. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. A typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, saying the law violates the U.S. Constitution's protection to the right to bear firearms. Judge Kenneth Lee wrote for the panel's majority, "Even well-intentioned laws must pass constitutional muster." California's ban on magazines holding more than 10 bullets strikes at the core of the Second Amendment, the right to armed self-defense. He noted that California passed the law in the wake of heart-wrenching and highly publicized mass shootings, but said that's not enough to justify a ban whose scope is so sweeping that half of all magazines in America would be unlawful in California. Israel's agreement to establish diplomatic ties with the United Arab Emirates marks a great moment in its relationship with Arab countries, but Palestinians are saying it puts a just resolution of the Middle East conflict farther out of reach. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
With two test flights behind them, NASA and SpaceX are targeting at the first operational launch of a Crew Dragon spacecraft on a flight carrying four astronauts to the International Space Station. The no earlier than launch date assumes NASA officials will get the certification following a detailed review of data collected during a piloted Crew Test Dragon flight earlier this summer. So far, officials say no major issues have come to light that would prevent clearance to proceed with operational space station crew rotation missions. If that holds up, the Crew Dragon capsule, perched atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, would blast off. On board, whenever it takes off, will be NASA astronauts Mike Hopkins and Shannon Walker, making their second spaceflight each. Rookie astronaut Victor Glover and veteran Japanese flyer Soji Nogachi, making his third flight to the space station. Peter Fonda's wife, Margaret, is now suing Providence St. Joseph's Health Center in Santa Monica and a number of the doctors individually, claiming they negligently failed to properly consult, diagnose, and treat the late actor. According to newly filed legal documents, the hospital and doctors allegedly failed on a number of issues such as ordering proper tests, advising him of the necessity of more frequent follow-ups, and recommending he seek treatment from other specialists. Margaret alleges that Peter died due to the hospital and doctors' failure to perform each of those duties. The iconic actor died from lung cancer back in August 2019. He was 79. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.